Hey, this is Tim from Rise Against here on Busted Pencils Radio.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Tim from Rise Against, thank you for that. That's their new song, Nowhere Generation. Check it out. Sam Sheltain on Zoom, on Facebook Live, and on the radio talking to us. New rules for schools. And Sam, we kind of really got off of your article, but at the same time, it's in there. But so new rules, I just want to go over them, though. You have number one, schools as an ecosystem, schools as an acorn seed, schools as horizon line, school as Trojan horses. Tell me about that one.
Yeah.
Because so I think when somebody sees that one, they're automatically going, okay, that must be bad, because yeah, that didn't work out so well for the people who took the Trojan horse in.
So I'm going to tell you that one by way of a story.
Okay.
All right. So, and first of all, I'm a proud UW-Madison alum. Let me just get that in there.
Awesome.
Best 5 or 6 years of my life. So for those of us that are from the Midwest, we may remember Dayton's department stores. But, you know, Dayton's was like with Macy's and Nordstrom's, like, you know, the 50s and the early 60s when department stores were king, right? Mm-hmm. And if you're running a department store in the 1950s, as far as you're concerned, there is nothing but smooth sailing ahead. But the head of Dayton's department stores was like, well, you know what? I'm starting to see some changes at the edge of the horizon. So I'm not going to like suddenly change my whole business model. I'm just going to seed a little experiment over here, different kind of approach to selling things. I'm going to call it Target. And you know the rest of the story.
Yeah.
So part of the lesson from that to me is that, and part of what I'm saying in the article is that we need to become, in the same way that the CEO of Dayton's department stores was, while there's still time, the authors of our own creative destruction. If we are going to not go back to normal, if we are going to develop a different way of doing this thing that we have done the same way for over 100 years, then the only way to do that is by launching 1,000 Trojan horses. And the idea, what I mean by that is low stakes, low risk experiments in the same way that Target was, right? Like if Target had crashed and burned, it was no skin off of Dayton department store's back. Mm-hmm. But if it worked, then the idea and basically the bet the CEO was making is this little side experiment may eventually cannibalize my whole business. So what are our Trojan horses? What are the new ways of thinking about how we organize time, how we organize where and when learning happens, how we assess whether we're being prepared, how we break free from the old idea that we were talking about on the other side, that the purpose of college the purpose of high school is to get you into college, which is already, that's an anachronistic notion. I'm not saying that people shouldn't go to college, but I'm saying not necessarily. I mean, like when I went to the University of Wisconsin, I'm 50 years old, it was $3,000 to go out of state. It was $1,100 in state, right? That's a different, if that's the kind of outlay of cash, not surprisingly, I don't have any college loans. But now people that are going to Wisconsin mm-hmm. are graduating with 5-6 figure debt. So all of that has to change. And the only way we do that is by recognizing that we can't just do it all at once. We can't just sub out the old system for a new system. We have to launch 1,000 Trojan horses.
Well, you made reference to this in a couple times now. And so, and obviously the work you're doing at the 180 studio with Global Design, you keep using that word design, and there's intention there. I know that, right? The whole idea of design planning, design movement. And so designing a And I like this too, because I'm really moving into strategic planning in higher education to talk about it as strategic design, because we want to design things, we want to pilot them, we want to try them out, as you said, see if they're going to work. If they do, great, then keep letting them go. If they don't, pull them back. But design with intentionality. And so we look at, for example, then, as let's put one out there that everybody, I think, needs a serious redesign: assessment, right? Because even the word assessment, I don't think most people actually mean assessment. I think most people still outside, I say this as a metaphor, my neighbor wants to know about tests. And so how do we design assessment?
Yeah. So actually here's the progression we need to go through just with regard to that word, thinking about assessment, right? So generally what we have all experienced, certainly what any of us over a certain age, including lots of kids today, experience is assessment of learning, right? I gave a test. You had to know if mercantilism was a loosely regulated or a tightly regulated form of economic activity aimed at enriching the state. Did you get it right? Okay, that's my assessment. That's like the traditional way. The transitional way is assessment for learning. So we're getting a little bit more aware of the fact that I'm not just seeing, did you memorize something? I'm assessing, did it seep in anywhere? That's transitional. But the transformational design is assessment as learning. So how is it that we create a culture that is so metacognitive? And I've seen this, and I'm sure you have too, where the point is not what grade did you get. The point is, based on that experience, where do you slot yourself along this continuum of skills and habits that we're saying are an important set of tools for you to have when you graduate from us and go on to your life? Like, how are you doing with regard to leadership, curiosity and wonder? But again, the only way that we start to tackle those sacred cows like assessment,
Sam,
is not coming at it all at once.
Oh, you're coming back. Sam Sheltain, thank you so much. Busted Pencils, right up to the minute there. Check us out next week. Thank you, Sam Sheltain. Thank you, Josh Kim,
Pencils?
Eddie.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils, or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.